Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. I do believe women are the ones that are in charge of the velocity of the sexual energy. If you think I'm raunchy slash detailed on the public side, you really got to check out the private side, because that's where I can really just let go and talk about all this stuff. There really is nothing like wake me up by crawling into bed with me sex. When I make out with your cock, it is a full-blown make-out. We are going all the way. My tits felt like they were rode hard and put away wet. My cleavage has his cum in it. This is the part where I blow and tell. Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I am Layla. Happy Tuesday, guys. I am just sitting here. I have a really fun episode today, and I can't wait to get into the juicy details and the nuts and bolts of it. But first, I guess let me just tell you, this episode is right smack dab in the middle of my March Masturbation Madness Month, which I have been masturbating like a crazy woman. But I had to break from that, and I've been watching a bunch of porn and basically fucking myself silly. But what made me break from that was Cowboy N having an impromptu trip. And he just decided, hey, I'm going to be heading your way. Do you want me to stop by? I love that. What's really cool is that we're now close enough to each other, which we never had this before, ever. He was always in his place where he lives, and I won't say what state it is. I live in Florida. I have said that. I live in Florida, but before when we first met, I lived in California. For him to just swing by, that really wasn't an option from where he was, but now we're close enough that he can just swing on by. So he just says, hey, why don't I swing on by? And I said, great. So he came over for a little impromptu get together, and you know, what I really enjoy about when I'm with him is it just really feels like it's always a fun time. But, you know, just like we just really enjoy being around each other. And so we do everything we can to maximize our time together. And I'm always happy to see him and turned on by the thought of seeing him. It's really cool. I was telling him this past visit, it's really interesting how, even though it's been 7 or 8 years at this point, like how hot I still am for him, and the levels and the depth of our sexuality and the things that we explore, like it just hasn't fizzled, hasn't gotten old. And I have to tell you, it's the first time for a long-term relationship where I've really experienced that. And I believe it's for a couple, there's a couple things that lead into that. Number one, we're super attracted to each other, and there's this just amazing chemistry. But I know he puts work into it, and I put work into it. And that's the difference, where I feel like people, when their sex lives fizzle out and they don't want to have sex with each other anymore, or it gets boring and routine and mundane, all scenarios I have been in over my life, by the way. But just that it's the fault of the people involved. I'm sorry, but it is. It's really the fault of the two parties involved. Now, sometimes it's inequitous, right? Because you have one person that's really into it, all about it, and then someone that's just completely not, zero interest. But there's a good matchup between he and I, because we're always on for each other. Now, I do believe that, I'm just going to come right out and say it, I do believe women are the ones that are in charge of the velocity of the sexual energy. And if you are down, if you want to have an amazing sex life, all it takes is having the female component, or perhaps even maybe the most feminine, the one who identifies the most as with the female side characteristics. If you're a same-sex couple, I really believe it falls on that person, because if they're open, there's a lot of great stuff that can happen. A lot of amazing sex and bonding. And it's not a bad thing when I'm just talking about the sex. That's just the genesis of where the connection and the bond and all that stuff really starts with the partner. If you can have great sex, it will translate outside of the bedroom. It really does make things a lot better. Because relationships are hard. Long-term relationships are hard. They're going to be hard. There's a lot of things you have to overcome. It's really been interesting to see that after all this time, I still have so much chemistry with the same person, and that it doesn't get old and mundane, but it opens up more doors, and there's no shortage of fun and creative, interesting things to do. Now, I will say I have to give credit to Cowboy Ann, because I don't know how this guy is so creative. I really don't. I need to do an episode around that. I want to pick his brain about where he comes up with this shit. If you've listened to the show long enough, you have heard the scenes that I talk about, the things that I've done with him. And if you want to get a little more in depth on that, like a little more on the raunchy side with that, you need to check out my private podcast. That's where all the extra juicy details of these encounters are. If you want to sign up for that, guys, it's really easy to do. Just go to thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and then from there, that's my homepage. You will see like how to sign up for the private podcast. And I just love to get even more. If you think I'm raunchy on the public side, I will say raunchy/detailed. How about that? If you think I'm raunchy/detailed on the public side, you really got to check out the private side, because that's where I can really just let go and talk about all this stuff. And you know what? It's not for the sake of being salacious. It's not clickbait. It's not just to get downloads. I love being able to really get into it, Because if I do that publicly, I have to worry about my podcast being removed, taken down, episodes banned, all that stuff. But I can really get into this super extra juicy stuff on the private podcast. So if you're at all interested, I advise you to check it out.
Good news. Strictly Anonymous Podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous, or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show.
All right. But just getting back to Cowboy Ann's just complete creativity. He is amazing, and he blows my mind a lot. And I don't mind saying, and I have said this before on this show, that I take a lot of my ideas. I shamelessly steal them from him. Now, I will change them and morph them to make them my own, like when I'm with a different partner. But I don't know. I was just telling him that, like, that's his talent. He's got a lot of talents. Don't get me wrong. But this is like this hidden talent. When you find someone like this, you've got to hang on to it and nurture it and appreciate it, because it really comes from this very generous place of his. He is so giving and makes sure that I am pleased in so many ways, even though he's directing everything and it's primarily about what he wants, and he leads and I just follow, and I love it. I absolutely love it. But I'm not everything really is for my benefit. And I get so much. We can have a session and he's going to have one orgasm. He's going to have one. I'm going to have several and sometimes gross amounts. I don't want to brag. I'm not trying to brag, but it's really good. It's really good for me. So I can't buck this system. It really does. It works. But so he came over for this impromptu trip and he was going to get there really early in the morning. So I said, it was like actually 3 a.m. So I said, I'm going to leave the front door open. Just come on in and just crawl into bed with me and wake me up. How hot is that? There really is nothing like wake me up by crawling into bed with me sex. Like that is the best. And he does. And he did. We just came in and just gets in bed with me and gets on top of me. And we're basically, this is like 3 a.m. and we're having sex until the sun comes up. And we're having this amazing doggy. I don't know. Do you ever just get in the mood for certain positions? I do. Like I'll get a craving for something, a position. I just have to have it. And then I'm like, oh yes, I want it. And it's so good. It's just so damn good. And for whatever reason, like that 3 a.m., 4 a.m., like where he's just grabbing me, like grabbing my ass and just fucking the shit out of me from behind. And oh my God, it was amazing. I love being exhausted. Just totally, that statement totally fucked out. I love being totally exhausted with amazing, great sex. Nothing feels better than the sleep that you get after you have been totally fucked out. And if you've never had to just been exhausted after being fucked, you have not been fucked right. There's something to discover. You need to go back and perfect it. It can't. It's amazing. And you know what else is really fun is he'll just like, in the middle of a hot session, he'll just get up, go to where my sex toys are and start fishing around for like, he'll get an idea or an inspiration. Oh, I need to use this on her right now. I need to put that in her. And he just gets up and does it. I freaking love that. It is so cool. He'll get up and just grab like time for this toy, time for that toy. Oh, I tell you that Love Ents toy that vibrates inside of me with through the app and everything. That thing is, ooh, that is good stuff. Like you can put that in you while your partner's fucking you. Oh my God, ladies, it feels amazing. You need to, every woman should get one. Like I keep saying, I've got to reach out to Love Ents, and I don't even know if I'm saying it right. It's Love Ents. They just have the best toys, and that this one toy that just goes inside of you, it clips onto your, it just hooks right in that there's a part that sticks out and then the other part's inside you. And it vibrates right on your G-spot. It's incredible. Anyway, he grabbed that. I was just stuffed and filled. I had that in me, the butt plug. He's fucking me with his big dick. It was all that stimulation. It's crazy. It really feels amazing. So we did a lot of stuff on this quick little visit. Like I said, we pack in a lot of sex. We pack in a lot of fun. Of course, we had, I love when he gets into his real just dominant mode, like where he's dominating me. And we had this really hot DS scene. There was a lot of just slapping and choking and rough hair pulling. And there's something about, I don't know, just being used that feels like so good. And I don't know. I know earlier in the day, along the way, I was talking about with him, I was mentioning something about just the consent, non-consent. And it's like, maybe you're going to just do whatever you want and use me later. And oh, you did. It was so good. God, I love that stuff. I do. I love being little cum slut. It's so hot. It's not, it's so interesting because it's not a negative thing. It's not being empowered. I know that I'm consenting to all of this. I'm giving permission. I'm saying, go ahead. Like, you could, yes, use me as your little cum dumpster. I'm your little slut. And by the way, I love to egg him on. Like, when he's in that just super aggressive mode, I'd love to just tell him how it's time to breed his little slut's pussy and fill me up with cum. And oh God, it's the best. It makes sex so fun and exciting and hot, and just that we're able to. Part of it is, honestly, for me, part of it is just the fact that I can even say this stuff to another person, another human being, and especially while I'm naked and with his dick inside of me, really in the most vulnerable place that I can be in. And I trust him to take me through this scene, to handle it responsibly. And I can trust that what he's just, I can trust him. Like, you can really just surrender and let go and let this person take you on this erotic physical experience and bonding. And then couple that with someone that you care about and love. And it's just, holy shit. We did get into some things that I haven't done in a while, like just the breast torture, all of the biting and the slapping and the grabbing and the sucking. And I'm one that I love to have my tits played with and bitten and sucked and massaged, actually massaged. I don't think that the breasts get enough attention. The second you start massaging and sucking and even, you know, like grabbing them and slapping them and biting. Oh my God, I love the biting. The second you start playing with my tits, my clit gets a heartbeat. I feel it immediately. And if I'm on the edge of needing to come, if I'm right on the edge, if you start sucking on my nipples while I'm close to coming, oh fuck, it's over in 0.2 seconds. I am done. It's the best. I don't know. I feel like women's breasts don't get enough attention. They're overlooked. They're looked at visually, but they're not utilized. Put me in, coach. The boobs are like, hey, put me in, coach. We're ready. We can do it. And using your tits, like, I don't think women, we don't use our tits enough during sex. Like, they are actually a sex toy. Did you not know? Like, I'm officially telling you right now, tits are a sex toy, and they're an underrated sex toy. Just, you can use them, especially if you want to, like, tit fuck a guy. Ugh, yes. That is amazing. And just having a man's hands on your boobs, it just feels so great. Like, when just grab them, move them around. I love feeling the firmness of his hands, like, on them and what he does with them. I read something the other day on Tumblr, and it just said something like, a woman falls in love with your hands because from them she understands whether you know how to protect, caress, support, hold, and possess her. And it's so true. It is so true. When I look at a man's hands, like, that tells me all of that. And then just the way you put them on her, use her, and touch her, you can tell the difference in how a man is touching you. If he's actually, the hands tell a story. Is he interested in you? Is he really, or is it just routine? Am I just grabbing you for the sake of, I'm grabbing you here, I'm grabbing you there? The way you're, how into the experience you are comes through your hands and your mouth. Really, anything that touches the other person, what is the message that you're sending? Is it just, All right, it's mechanical. I'm touching here, I'm touching there. I'm going to do this. I'm clamping down. I'm going to give you a quick little peck. I'm going to pull on a nipple and suck, lick it once. There, a woman can tell when you're into it or not, or when you're just, when it's just a race to the finish line, which is an orgasm for you. Where are you? Where are you on that spectrum? If you're not totally into it, then you're bringing bad intention or bad karma to your interaction. And the other person feels that. And I can feel it and they can feel it. But what I like is when I'm with someone and they know, like, that I'm just all about them. I'm so in the moment, and I'm like the cock worship that I've spoken about recently when Cowboy Inn said, back when we were in Chicago, and he was just like, I was starting to dive down on his dick and really like deep throating, do the porno thing. I guess I got a little porno-esque, right? He was like, no, make out with it. And I was just like, oh my God, I'm making out with it. Yes. When he said make out with it, that boom, that resonated with me instantly. I knew exactly what he wanted and needed. He wanted someone to fucking worship his cock and to just to, he needed to know that I, in that moment, am just about submitting to his dick. That makes sense. Just really enjoying it. And for the sake of really enjoying it, like, I didn't have to make it be something more than it was. Or again, the moving it along, like I do this, I'm mechanical. I do this, I pinch this, I pull on that, I lick this, I suck that, I can do a quick little fast strokes, and okay, now we're on to penetration or whatever. It really is just being in the moment with your partner and it all being about the pleasure that produces, and not about what comes after that step or what comes after you're touching his dick or what comes after he's licking your pussy. Like, just, there's nothing rushed. There's no agenda. It really is kind of living in the moment and experiencing whatever that is uniquely, that unique scenario that you're in. And it's amazing, honestly. It just, I don't know. I don't think enough people can be completely present for their sexual encounters. It's something that I've worked hard on, and it's a process. You got to keep working on it, but I hope I've done it some justice. And then the cock makeout is really, it's a hot and heavy makeout with his dick. I just did it this morning. It was so much fun. We're sitting there and we're just, it's the morning and everyone's got morning breath and we're totally fucking worn out from the night before, but I love when, like, he just will be sitting there. I'll be touching him. Like I said, the touch. I love to just touch his body, just everywhere, all over his body, and just lightly, and really appreciate everything about it, all the aesthetics, right? And look at it, and to sit and touch it and admire it. And it's not even like, this may just be on his, it's not even my finger tracing his bicep or running my hands across his chest and or his face. And it doesn't have to be, it's not sexual. It's really just like when you're appreciating someone, and then, you know, and then you can tell, okay, yeah, he's picking up when I'm laying down. He's getting into it. But I love when he just like grabs my hand, and finally I can tell when he's had enough. Like, he's, okay, I'm with you. I was with you 10 minutes ago. I'm ready to, like, can we get this? Let's move on here. Let's progress. I love when he just takes my hand and that's it, guides it exactly where he wants it to go, which is usually right onto his big, hard dick. I love, you know what? You can give me those hints. Give me the hint, but trust me, I already know. I have been teasing right up to that point, and it's been so much fun and enjoyable. And while I'm doing all this, like, just being physically close and the touching and the stroking, like, I'm getting turned on. Believe me, I'm starting to grind, move my hips a little bit, grind them slowly on his thigh or wherever. Ugh, I tell you, I could get off on his thighs. Mm. Yes, that's something I got to do. Just let me just, it's a loop right there. I'm just going to glide back and forth. Oh, I'm such a pervert. Oh, anyway. Okay, so we're doing the, I'm making out with this, I move into making out with this cock, and I'm getting, when I make out with your cock, it is a full-blown make-out. We are going all the way. I'm slow, I'm methodical, I'm looking at the veins in your cock, I'm noticing that, I'm kissing your cock the way I would make out with your face, just slow, passionate, and loving like every curve and every lick, and the feeling of the different textures of where I am, whether I'm around the shaft or the head or your balls. Like, I love all of it. It's so, I don't know, dicks are so interesting. They really are. And so I'm just, okay, now I've been doing this long, oily hand job, and I'm slow, and so then I will go once I'm touching it and playing with it and making out with it, and then I'll deep throat you, but really slow. So I just go down for a few seconds. And what I love about all this is when you sit and play with one's cock, you really get to just, you understand how quickly like certain little things you do make him rock hard, or not so rock hard. He's still hard, but the difference. Ladies, we know the difference. When he's hard and when he's rock hard, it's fucking amazing. And I love when I'll just go down, like I will deep throat his cock. And I love, I can feel it getting, when I'm gagging on it. And it gets that second where it's like, oh my God, he's so hard right now. He fucking loves this. And I pull back and take my mouth off, and the long, just saliva strings are coming out of my mouth, like still attached to his cock after deep throating and gagging. I don't know. My eyes are watering. I'm tearing up. Now, this is not some violent, like, fast. It's super slow, and the slowness is exaggerated because I'm in the moment and I'm enjoying every bit of it. And it just, I don't know. It's almost like relaxing. Like it's hypnotic in a way, if that makes any sense. I don't know. So I'm down there doing all that. And then I get my own ideas. Again, while you're down there taking your time and you're feeling different things and you can sense your partner's excitement, then it just occurred to me, I was like, you know what? And I looked at him and I was like, I should flick my tits. This time, I really want you. I just got the hankering for it. And I flicked my tits. And he did. And I'm just telling you, like, after that, oh, my tits felt like they were rode hard and put away wet. My cleavage has his cum in it. Like, but I just got the, I don't know. I got the hankering for after all the tit worship. You can call it tit torture. I call it tit worship. Potato, potato. It depends on how you view it. But, oh, cause I do. I love my attention to my tits, but we hadn't done a good tit fuck in a long time. So I'm like, okay. Now this is after the oily hand job, and there's a lot, like everything's super lubed up. Now my hands are lubey. His hands are lubey. We've got coconut oil everywhere. Now he's trying to get my big boobs, right? We're trying to get them together and tight. So I'm sitting there, okay, fuck my tits. And I'm pushing them together as best I can. And I'm feeling, it's weird. Now I have double D. So how can I, like, why am I having a problem? It's just that everything's so oiled up. My tits, my hands, his hands. And we're trying to just push them together. And now this is the part. Here we go. Now I'm getting into it, guys. This is the part where I blow and tell. Okay. So I was into making out with this cock. I love the slow buildup and the oily hand job and there's all that rhythmic gagging, all that stuff. But I wanted to see his cock like close up. And when you're on your back and he's flicking your tits, and you can, it's great because you can look down and see that. So you get going in and out and in and out and sliding in and out. But to look up and watch the look on his face, the different expressions as he's like driving that cock in between your cleavage, and he's just doing what makes him feel good. And you get to watch him do that. And I just watch his stomach muscles flexing and his cock getting harder. And you can tell like when he hits a certain angle or certain tightness or depth, how he lets out different moans. It's so hot. I love watching my partner experience pleasure. I can stare at it and watch it. It turns me on to no end. But here's the cool part. So he starts like, I've talked about how he will edge himself with my pussy and then pull out and make a little bit of cum like from the top of my pussy and then go back in me. He's not having an orgasm. But, like, he's so turned on. His balls are so full. Some of it has to come out. And he can let some of it out. This right here makes my head pop off. Okay, it drives me bonkers. It makes me unbelievably turned on and frenzied. And so he starts edging himself with my tits in my cleavage. And this is just like fucking driving me wild. So again, I'm trying to push my tits together and he's trying to push them together and we're taking turns pushing them together. And then a little bit of cum, like a stop. And a little bit of cum will come, like just come out right in my cleavage. And then he pushes them back together and keeps going. I said, you know what? I got a super tight sports bra out that totally pushes my tits together. Like they can't go anywhere. Thank you, Lululemon. Who knew? You're good for something else. By the way, gave me a great idea. There needs to be a device invented that can really strap your tits together super tight. And then a guy can get in there and just fuck your cleavage, like right in there. It's my idea. Don't steal it. If you have this device, please let me know where I can get it. Okay. So take the sports bra out and I'm just like, yes, you've got the extra lube and the cleavage. And then he starts just stroking his cock in there. And so then he's, okay, he's edging himself with my tits. And then he tells me to open up my mouth. And then instead of having that little bit of cum, like when he needs to relieve the pressure, instead of having that little bit of cum, just go on to my cleavage, it goes in my mouth. And I close my mouth, I swallow that little bit down, he puts it back in between my cleavage and starts fucking again, moving in and out. And I'm just like, and there's my greedy little mouth just waiting for the next little teaser load. It's not a load because he's not having an orgasm. It's just like less the next little bit of amount of cum comes out and he puts it back in my mouth. And then I get some more and I get to swallow it. And then he finally comes and just unloads all of it in my mouth, deep down my throat. Oh my God. I was so happy for every single fucking drop. It was so hot. And by the way, he's videoing all of this. So I get to watch the video and I get to watch. The video was hot. The video was the second we were done. I was like, and then we went to the, I made him something to eat. I'm like, we're sitting at the table. I'm like, I need that video right now. Send it to me right fucking now. And I watched it and I was just like, damn, that is so hot. Oh, it is so hot. We didn't even, like, that was just this morning. We didn't have any penetrative sex this morning. Just this morning because we were like doing other things. We just did this whole tit fuck. And he had his fingers in me. He got me off, trust me. I got to give that disclaimer. because while he was tip fucking me, he would reach his fingers around in the pussy, with the squirt, just using his palm to really grind on my clit. Ugh. Big hands. I'm telling you, those hands. Like I said at the beginning of this episode, like the hands. You are thinking about every single way they're going to touch you, satisfy you, make you feel good. And oh my God, they do. That's why it's just, to me, the hands are so erotic. Like those hands, the hands that took me and slapped me, those are also the hands that he'll just like intertwine with my fingers and then pull me close and like slow dance with me over a good song or run his fingers through my hair. And then that could be earlier in the day. And then later in that evening, he's freaking grabbing a handful of my hair and jerking me around like a little fuck toy. It's men. You guys are sexy. You're really sexy. So all I can say is be your partner's slut and just be exhausted with it. Get exhausted. If you're not exhausted after sex, you're not doing it right. You really should be like fucked out. All right, everyone. I hope you enjoyed that. And I got extra spicy on this one. That's for sure. Sometimes I have those. I think like once every 5 episodes, I can't take it. Censorship be damned. I've got to fucking let this out. I have to say all of this. So I appreciate you guys for listening. Thank you so much for. And by the way, if you haven't subscribed to wherever you're listening, please hit the subscribe button. Maybe you won't miss an episode. Just do it right now. Come on. Hit subscribe. And you will be set. You will never miss an episode. Because you just never know. Like when I have a hot story, I have a hot story. And I cannot wait to get on and talk about it. And you never know when that's going to happen. Don't miss an episode, guys. All right. The other thing I love, and I'm always telling you about, is your feedback. I love your voicemails. So easy to do. Just go to thecuriousgirldiaries.com. And click on the pink tab on the right-hand side of any of my pages on my website. You got 5 minutes. We can talk about anything and everything that you want. I love feedback on the episodes, feedback on guests, just a question you have for me in general, anything about sex, sexuality, whatever you want. Dealer's choice, guys. I get back to each and every one of you personally, and I just love getting to know you the way that I allow you to get to know me. All right, everyone, stay happy, stay healthy, stay safe. Love you guys. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.